现在我们开始第三课的学习。Lesson 3. Please send me a card. 请给我寄张明信片。First, look at the new words and expressions. Follow me, please. Send. Send. Sent. Sent. Postcard. Postcard. Spoil. Spoil. Spoiled. Spoiled. Spoilt. Spoilt. Museum. Museum. Public. Public. Friendly. Friendly. Waiter. Waiter. Lend. Lend. Lent. Lent. Decision. Decision. Whole. Whole. Single. Single. Okay, let's look at number one. Send.
Send means cause somebody to go or
something to be taken without going oneself. Means 寄送派遣打发。好，这次我们注意了它的过去式，过去分词不规则变化， send 变成 sent。 OK， 好，首先这次用法可以加双并，可以说寄给某人什么东西，比如说 send somebody something， 或者叫做 send something to somebody， 把东西寄给某人。好，我们举个例子， send me a postcard， 寄给我一张明信片。你还可以说 send a postcard to me，寄给我一张名片。 OK, for example, I send my mother a present on Mother's Day. 在母亲节那天，我寄给妈妈一份礼物。 I sent my mother a present on Mother's Day. 那么同样还可以说 I sent a present to my mother on Mother's Day. 我把礼物寄给妈妈。 I sent a present to my mother on Mother's Day. 那么这种情况下 send somebody something， 我说somebody 和 something 都做 send 的宾语，叫做双宾语现象。其中 something 表示物的，是个直接宾语，而 somebody 表人，叫做间接宾语。 OK， 好， send 这个词可以加双宾语，那么可以加双宾语，它还能加单宾语。比如说 send something， 寄什么东西， send somebody 叫派遣打发某人。比如说 send a letter， 寄了一封信， send a parcel， 寄了个包裹， send the children to bed， 翻译成打发孩子去睡觉。 OK， send 这个词既可以加双宾语，也能加单宾语来表达一下。那么关于它还有一些非常好的短语，我们来看一下。 For example, send somebody my love， 或者说 give somebody my love means what? OK， 我们翻译成把我的爱寄给某人身上，就表示代我问候某人的意思，代我向谁致意。 For example, please send your sister my love， 请把我的问候带给你的姐姐。 Please send your sister my love， 或者叫做 Please send my love to your sister。 那么类似的表达问候，我们还可以怎么来表达呢？ Please say hello to your brother， 或者说 Please say hi to your brother， 代我问候你的哥哥。那么这里面 say hello 或者是 say hi 就比较口语化的表达方式了。 Next one is remember me to your parents， 代我问候你的父母亲，这是比较正式的 remember me to your parents， 或者更为正式表达为 give my regards to your parents， 把我的问候带给你的父母亲，其中 regards 就表示问候的意思。Give my regards to your parents. OK， 好，那么除了这之外还有另外一些短语，比如说 send for somebody 或 something， 翻译成派人去请或派人去叫什么东西。 For example, send for a doctor， 派人请医生。 Send for a taxi， 去叫一辆出租车。 OK, that's all for send 这个词。我们回顾一下 send 这个词有哪些用法。 send 表示寄送，派遣打发，可以加双宾语或者加单宾语。我们来看一些例句了。 Follow me please. Send somebody somethingSend something to somebody. Send me a postcard. Send a postcard to me. I sent my mother a present on Mother's Day. I sent a present to my mother on Mother's Day. Send something.
Send somebody.
Send a letter. Send a parcel. Send the children to bed.
Send somebody my love.Give somebody my love.
Please send your sister my love. Please send my love to your sister. Please say hello to your brother. Please say hi to your brother. Remember me to your parents. Give my regards to your parents. Send for somebody. Send for something. Send for a doctor. Send for a taxi.Okay, that is standard.